Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
Hello from CNN. I'm Afoma Dike with the five things you need to know for Friday, January 19th. We're counting down to the New Hampshire primary next week. And in the final sprint, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley hit back at former President Donald Trump's escalating attacks on her.
There are multiple instances that we need to start asking Donald Trump the questions and stop taking what he's saying to be golden. The fact that Donald Trump's lying, it's another reason why he won't debate me, because he knows I'll call him out on it.
That's Haley during a Fox News interview today, after being played a clip of Trump falsely saying Democrats could vote in the New Hampshire primary for Haley. Haley has cut Trump's lead in the state down to single digits, according to a recent CNN poll. And like Haley, Trump and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis are looking to rally more supporters in the state on the campaign trail today. Anti-abortion advocates from across the country are in Washington, D.C. for the annual March for Life rally.
The theme for the March for Life this year is with every woman for every child, because that is the heart of what the pro-life movement is about, helping mothers and babies fully, humanly flourish.
That's Jeannie Mancini, the March for Life president. Crowds bundled up for the outdoor gathering, less than 2 years after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. House Speaker Mike Johnson spoke at the event.
We can stand with every woman for every child, and we can truly build a culture that cherishes and protects life.
Democrats in Congress on Thursday introduced legislation aimed at protecting access to infertility treatments, such as in vitro fertilization, amid growing concern that anti-abortion bills in some states may threaten access. Parts of the Northeast are getting hit with another round of snow today. This comes on the heels of extreme weather conditions over the past week that have killed at least 58 people across 10 states. The West Coast is also experiencing bad winter weather. Oregon is under a state of emergency due to a severe ice storm, according to the governor. It's knocked out power to thousands of homes and businesses, with Oregon and Washington state expected to see snow and up to a half inch of ice today. The Los Angeles Innocence Project is representing Scott Peterson. He was convicted of murdering his wife, Lacey Peterson, and their unborn son, Connor, in 2004. Lacey was 7 months pregnant when she disappeared. In 2002, Peterson reported his wife missing from the couple's Modesto, California home. Months later, police say Lacey and Connor's remains were found separately, washed up in San Francisco Bay. CNN's Jean Casares breaks down the items the LA Innocence Project has requested for DNA testing.
A 15.5-inch length of duct tape that was recovered from Lacey Peterson's pants from the remains that washed up. 50 inches of long tape and twine tied in a bow around the neck of Connor. But remember, she was 8 months pregnant when she went missing. A target bag from where the remains were found, duct tape, a tarp from where the remains were found. So they say that either these items were never tested, so you have brand new testing that is needed, or the sophistication of DNA wasn't to the point.
The California Supreme Court overturned Peterson's death sentence in 2020 after finding that potential jurors were erroneously dismissed. But the court upheld the convictions, finding that the trial itself was fair. In 2021, Peterson was resentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. Wayfair is laying off employees weeks after telling them to work harder. That's next.
Shopify's taking the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/CNN. Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
Hey, welcome back. Wayfair is laying off 13% of its global workforce. In a letter posted today, the head of the company said it, quote, went overboard in hiring back in 2020 when online shopping spiked during pandemic lockdowns. Then Wayfair sales doubled to $18 billion. But since then, things have changed. Wayfair's CEO encouraged employees in a memo last month to work longer hours and also said the company was back to profitability. That's all for now. We'll be back at 6 p.m. Eastern.